online at Free Talk.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. The hour number two is what we're inside. The team here with you.
And Scott.
And Johnson.
Literally bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever is on your mind. The show is about your calls. Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us and grab the archives. If you miss a moment of the show, if you miss an entire day or an entire week of the show, the last six shows are there for you. Available for free. No logging in, no membership fee. Just go and get them. The front page at freetalklive.com. Give them to your friends. Share them with your family members. We don't care. Okay? So, freetalklive.com. Check it out.
And also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Now, towards the end of hour number one, we were talking with a few people about redneck comments that we made earlier in hour number one, and we've got more calls in regards to that, so we're going to go right to them here. Robert in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live, Robert, with Ian Johnson and Scott.
Hi.
Hey, Robert.
Well, I wanted to...
All right, Kevin. Kevin.
Is this Kevin?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Kevin, you only get one call per night, buddy. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I mean, we got to make it fair. So I understand we have 3 hours of show per night, but we're a national, worldwide syndicated radio program.
Next time, do a better voice.
Well, it's me again.
Yeah, is this Kevin?
Well, yes.
It's an acquired talent. You know, next time you gotta.
Kevin, we don't mind you. We don't mind you calling once a night. No problem. That's why we have the once a night call rule. We're on six nights a week. You could make six calls per week if you wanted to, and share with us at that point. But until then,
I'm going
to
let him cheat a little bit. We see his call things as racial comments, tisk tisk tisk, for what he wanted to call in about. And I have to say, I'm 100% white. I'm not even the slightest bit of any other race. I am pure white, the purest white you can be. And you know how I know that? Because for a radio bit, for another radio show that I was on in the past, I went and I got a DNA test. I am probably whiter than you, buddy. And you know what? Rednecks aren't a race!
Right.
It's not a race, it's a group of people with a certain idea and mindset. They just happen to all be white. They happen to be a subset of a race, but that doesn't make the comment in itself racial.
And by insulting a redneck or by labeling someone as a redneck doesn't slander Southerners necessarily. I'm a Southerner. I was born and raised here in the state of Florida. I don't know, some people don't consider that the South, but I do.
Did you grow up saying y'all?
I still say y'all from time to time.
All
It'll
right
slip
then.
Out from
Just
time
like,
to time. I'm definitely a Southerner, no doubt about it, but I am not a Southern redneck.
You know, something that would really, truly scare this guy is that, you know, there are a lot of black people now that are picking up the redneck attitude. Like, there are people who actually, like, amongst blacks, actually want to be rednecks. Like, it's like a new thing.
Yeah, I've seen them before. They wear the cowboy hat.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Really, really weird, in my opinion. But, you know, it'd be like, for example, if I started making comments about homies. You know, like, that's not a race. That's a group of people with a certain set of attitudes and behaviors. Not
right.
Racial.
Great point. And signature hand movements.
Let's continue with the phone calls here. This time,
Italian.
We've got Jason in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Scott. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about, you know, this kind of concerns Texas. Recently, there's more stuff that's come out about George H.W. Bush's connection to the Kennedy assassination. I mean, about 10 years ago in The Nation magazine, they published a memo, that came out through the Freedom of Information Act that basically talked about how Bush Sr. Contacted the FBI to let them know that that he had overheard, some hearsay about somebody planning to assassinate Kennedy back in 63.
So that was when he was working for what, the CIA?
It turns out that that Bush Sr. was actually one of the people that was going to really benefit from the Bay of Pigs operation. He was going to be awarded the contract, his company Zapata Oil, to do all the offshore drilling off of the coast of Cuba. So if they had gotten rid of Bedell, you know, his company Zapata would have, you know, really cleaned up and made a lot of money.
Interesting allegations.
Off of Cuba. Well, this actually came out. There's a guy named Colonel Prouty, Colonel Fletcher Prouty. He was the liaison officer for the Air Force and the CIA. So if, let's say that they wanted to buy helicopters for some sort of off-the-books operation, a black op,
okay,
he would go to Prouty, and Prouty would be the logistics guy that would actually put together that, you know, would get the helicopters and get the people, you know, there in order to set that up. Well, it turns out, I mean, if you just take a look over the years, it, the Bush family, you know, have really, you know, benefited a lot, and you know, from not only the, you know, the Kennedy assassination, but they were also involved in a lot of, you know, different espionage, especially Bush Sr. I don't know if you guys know this.
Well, I mean, he was a CIA. I mean, he was the head of the CIA, so it's not a shocker that he was involved in espionage,
well,
right?
But no, but I'm talking about his father, Prescott. He was actually, you know, a U.S. Nazi. That
correct.
Was working
that's
for
what I've heard,
Chris
at least.
Pearson. And, you know, and actually a lot of Americans died because of the espionage that that Prescott, the grandfather of our current president, did. They actually turned over to the Nazis the patents for synthetic rubber and synthetic gasoline. And if the Nazis hadn't had those patents or didn't know how to do that, they wouldn't have been able to run their war machine. And also, it turns out that the Bushes you know, collected, you know, were also invested in the insurance companies that a lot of Jews had taken out, on their lives, you know, the life insurance claims, and they actually cleaned up on that money as well. And you got to remember, too, at Auschwitz, that Standard Oil actually built, you know, the synthetic rubber compound, I think it was called Auschwitz II, where a lot of these slave laborers were actually, you know, working out of.
Do you have a job?
Yes, I do.
Okay, just checking. Because this is amazing to me that you're so knowledgeable on this.
Well, you know, you have to definitely take your spare time and you know, invest it. I don't go bowling. You know, I like to read up on political intrigue.
Very cool. One thing that I'd like to ask is, you know, I ask everyone who comes into the show with all these with very detailed information. You know, we tend to let people get it out in the air, but the best place for this type of information is the website, freetalklive.com. We have a BBS there, and that's the best place because then you can discuss this type of thing with the listeners, and it's permanent. You know, you can post links, you can post this information, and people can then discuss it with you and see it, and it's permanent.
Well, I'm a writer. I do get published. But, well, the thing is that I just find it, to me, it seems, you know, why is it that, you know, somebody like a 60 Minutes or, you know, a 2020, they don't want to get in on this. And that's one of the things is that, I mean, the thing
well,
is...
Well, they might have their broadcast licenses threatened by the FCC if
well,
they did something
yeah,
like
and look
that.
At what happened to Gary Webb. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, to me, though, it just shows the level of corruption. I mean, when you think
absolutely.
About the fact that, you know, 500,000 Americans died in World War II.
The
Bush family cleaned up on that. They were making money. They were doing, you know, deals with both sides. They were in bed with the Nazis and Hitler.
You know,
and
the allegations,
I would say that, you know, that if anything, that the American Nazis really won the war. And really
the allegations you're making definitely have some substance to them, and we definitely appreciate you coming on.
Okay.
Any other final comments you got?
Well, I would just say that in 1963, when President Kennedy got killed, but that's really when you know the U.S. Nazis took over the country.
I have to agree with you. I think that we really do have a lot of similarities to Nazi administrations. Of course, you could liken the 9/11 attack to the Reichstag, the burning of the Reichstag, if you wanted to. And of course, the new social. So we talked about this earlier this week. The new Social Security plan is actually just a way to nationalize. To nationalize industry, which is a frightening concept. That's just going to take us down that path even further. Thanks for the call, Jason. 1-800-259-9231, which is why we want to get rid of Social Security altogether, not change the program. Dump it. It's your show. You take control. The lines are open for you at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You literally can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Scott.
If you got a rant, you want to get it off your chest, we're here for you. If you just want to push an agenda, we'll let you get away with it for a little while, and then we're going to ask you questions and maybe hold your feet to the flame. But that's just how it is on this particular show. Anyway, log on at freetalklive.com, and you can grab the update. Sign up. It's real simple, quick and easy, and, of course, free. And we'll send you straight to your email box any news that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll be the first to know it if you're on the updates list at freetalklive.com. So we have just been all over the place tonight. Phones have been blowing up on the Friday night edition. Again, we're here until 8 o'clock Eastern time, and sold an article here a little while ago.
You need a sound effect for that whenever you say that.
The phones are blowing up! You know, either that or like the sound that they play on telethons when they want you to think that people are donating. You know...
Not that one. I meant the sound of like 55 phones ringing. You know,
that'd be good. Every time you say the phones are blowing up, you need to...
Exactly. So that way you'd be like, the phones are just blowing up tonight.
That's right. That's right. The phones are blowing up. All right. 1-800-259-9231. Although right now they're not. So that means we have to bring something up. That's how this show works. You take control. Otherwise, we have to talk about stuff that we want to talk about. Well, this is a, kind of one of those industry articles about governor of New Jersey, of all states, the governor of New Jersey. Now, I wonder if this is the same governor who is gay.
No, this is... That governor resigned.
He's out now. He's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's out.
Okay.
He's definitely out.
Okay, yeah, I should have guessed that because it says acting governor here in front of this particular governor's name. Well, a radio shock jock insulted acting governor Richard J. Cody's wife, making fun of her bout with postpartum depression. It catapulted the former kindergarten teacher and mother of two onto a national stage. Mary Jo Cody, age 49, is using the platform well, say mental health advocates. Because of her stature and candor, Ms. Cody's voice alone is having a significant impact on reducing the stigma of mental illness, and particularly postpartum depression, said Sylvia Axelrod, executive director of the Blah 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 Alliance for Whatever.
Does this article detail what the DJ said?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll get to that. It's
just
so,
making
it's
sure.
So good. I didn't want to say it up front.
No. I just didn't want this to be one of those articles that talks about it and never just flat out says what was said. Okay.
Okay. So Cody said. Cody again is the woman, the wife of the governor, acting governor. Cody said she was motivated to talk publicly about mental illness because she felt there was nowhere to turn when she was a depressed young mother. There was nothing out there. There was not one book. I made up my mind in the psychiatrist's office. If I ever got out of it, I would educate the public about it. She spoke in the local women's clubs about her joyless first year of motherhood 20 years ago, revealing that she had thoughts of drowning her son in a bathtub and putting the baby in a microwave.
Now, hold on. Both of those things or just one or the other?
Apparently both.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not at the same time.
No, I meant together as, you know, a cycle or, you know, just like ongoing steps in a process to achieve a
You're
final goal.
You're not dead enough. I'm going to microwave you now.
Well, see, what it
is... she's making a soup first.
Well, see, the thing is, when you microwave things, things get heated up in the microwave because the microwaves agitate the liquid,
atoms, right?
Yeah, but in the liquid in the item that you have in there.
Right.
So if she waterlogs the baby and then puts it in the microwave, it's just going to steam up that much faster.
Gross.
It's prep.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, she has talked about a battle with mental illness that has included shock treatments and even time spent in a psychiatric hospital. Her struggles received a surge of publicity last month when WKHW radio host Craig Carton... like a carton of cigarettes kind of carton, suggested that women who suffer from postpartum depression should relax by smoking marijuana instead of putting their babies in the microwave. Now, what's wrong with that advice?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I
think they should do both.
I don't know. After our comments, we should probably give out the number. 1-800-259-9231 if you want to call in and yell at us for being insensitive.
1-800-259-9231. Or if you want to smoke marijuana on the air, that's fine, too. We don't have a problem with that. But so no, I don't think that there's anything wrong with those suggestions. However, her husband, Governor Richard Cody, he had a problem with it, and as a matter of fact, he claims that he told the disc jockey that if he were not the governor, he would take him outside. Carton, however, the disc jockey said that the governor actually threatened to take him out. He has demanded an apology. He, meaning the disc jockey, has demanded an apology and vowed to wage a campaign to bury Cody's political career if the acting governor refused. Now,
this random morning show jackball. What town is he from?
I don't think it even says here.
It doesn't matter. I want you to... Can you look up those call letters?
I can do that, yeah.
Okay, just because I'm curious. This guy, whatever, he's some morning show...
I'm going to bury you, Governor Cody.
That's it. Me and all my gangs of faithful fans, we're going to take you down. Take you down, man.
He might be the next big thing in New Jersey. I mean, who knows?
Looks like he's on...
The morning zoo.
No, he's on in Trenton.
Trenton.
On 15,000 Water in Trenton.
15,000 Water.
NJ1015, New Jersey's 1015 radio. Oh, wait, it is a talk. Wait a minute.
It's an FM talker?
Yeah, it's an FM talk station.
Looks like someone's got phone calls to
no,
me.
No, I didn't call the station because they're all local. They don't have any syndicated programs.
Oh, okay. Well. Is he on during our show? Because
no,
he is,
said he was a morning show host.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
He is, Carton. Call him.
There he is.
Oh, okay.
Carton and Rossi.
Ah, he's the morning show guy. I was going to say, because if he was on during this time, we should just, you know, have our board op call out there, and we should get live on the air with this guy. And just be like, hey!
Oh, here you got to hear the rest of the story, though. Here we go.
Okay.
State government, okay. Carton, however, said he threatened to take him out, so then he again claimed to that he was going to bury this governor's political career. I don't know if that's necessarily going to be happening. You're not Howard Stern, buddy. Not even Howard Stern could bury someone's political
I'm
career.
Craig Carton. Don't mess with me.
State government came out against a private citizen and used the power of the Democratic Party to try to threaten me in a verbal manner into not doing my job, Carton said on Friday. I worry about all the other talk show hosts, about the op-ed columnists, the truck drivers, who if they say something a powerful politician doesn't like, they have to look over their shoulder. Now, that's kind of a good point.
I'm standing by a window, so I should probably maybe move.
Yeah. Since the confrontation, Mary Jo Cody, the governor's wife, has gotten hundreds of letters and emails of support and blah, blah, blah. I go on talking about how everyone's supporting her. And then finally, it turns out that the radio station has decided to... They've struck a deal. This guy's radio station has struck a deal with mental health advocates to air public service announcements during Carton's program.
So are they?
And they've reprimanded him.
They need to be live reads. They need to make him do the public service announcements. Just because a lot of times when that happens, it'll come in the middle of the show, and as soon as that spot is over, he can comment on it.
Well, right now I'm actually looking at his page on their website, and there's a little story there in the middle of the page that's highlighted. It says 101.5 vows to initiate public campaign to raise awareness about mental illness, and then they go on to say that it's like a big campaign, big deal. All right,
okay. So
the
people,
Carton and Rossi, the Jersey guys, weekdays from 2 to 7. They're not in the mornings.
2 to 7 a.m.
Yeah, 2 to 7 p.m.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So they're on right up until Free Talk Live.
That's right. So they could be listening right now.
That'd be cool if you could. Get it worked out so that you follow Craig Carton on that station. That'd be
nice.
I don't
think so.
All right. Well, I just, real quick, the people who should be getting in trouble, or the people who should be getting the negative attention, are the people who are supporting this governor's wife. The woman couldn't handle, she couldn't handle having a baby. She had to have shock therapy.
And just as a message for the
audience. Sell your child at that point.
Yeah, just as a message for the audience, always opt adoption over microwave.
Absolutely. There are always people that actually want babies who can't have them biologically. It's the only thing that makes sense. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Cartmanic Minute. The Jeep was the first to roll off the battlefield and into the showroom. Then came the mighty Hummer. But hold on to your helmet, because when we come back, there's a real bad boy that's coming for you. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time, with more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. There's nothing gentle about the newest giant born on the battlefield, the Bad Boy Heavy Muscle Truck. The Bad Boy, weighing in at 6.5 tons, 21 feet long and 10 feet tall, is a luxury offspring of the Army's medium tactical vehicle. This mean machine integrates extravagance into a combat-worthy frame and includes an infrared camera system, night vision goggles, and a cabin filtration system designed to defend against biological fallout. If you're ready to climb behind the armor-plated wheel and into the black leather seats, bring a big Bad Boy checkbook, because it'll cost you between $200,000 and $750,000. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the show that you can literally take control of at 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Johnson.
And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. And check out the live stream that we have there. It's free. It's on the house. It's right there, accessible from the front page. Just click tune in. All right? FreeTalkLive.com. 1-800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. So we're done with the New Jersey disc jockey. Actually, he's not a disc jockey. He's a talk show host.
And the wacky bunch. Yeah.
Well, that's Cardin Rossi here on your afternoon drive on NJ 101.5.
I don't know if that's how they speak. But it probably is.
No, actually, those guys probably talking like this.
Yeah.
We do the show out of Jersey.
Carton and Rossi, how you doing?
Fresh off the streets.
How you doing? I ain't work for nothing. What was it on
something
the page?
Like that, yes. I ain't working for nothing. All right. What's going on in Florida? What's happening here?
Well, there's a proposed change to some of the legislation here. More than a decade has passed since Senator Jim King. Now, this is who started this whole
and
thing.
And there's similar legislation throughout America. I got to make a point. Okay, go ahead.
Since Senator Jim King woke up to find a man pointing a gun at his head. It's been 15 years since Senator Evelyn Lynn woke up twice to find intruders in her home.
Hmm.
But both remember the events as if they were yesterday, prompting both to vote on Wednesday for a bill expanding the rights of Floridians to use deadly force when threatened in their homes and cars. Let's see. It must pass one more committee before heading to the full Senate. Under current law, this is the law that's currently on the books in Florida. Under current law, homeowners cannot use deadly force unless they believe an intruder intends to kill them or a loved one or severely harm them. Although criminal case law tends to favor homeowners, anyone who kills an intruder can be arrested.
Sure.
Under current Florida law.
Right.
Under the new bill, anyone who breaks into an occupied house or car would be presumed to have deadly intent.
Great.
Victims would no longer have to determine the intruder's intent.
Excellent.
Yep.
Are you here to kill me? Are you here?
Right. As it stands right now, be like, all right, I know you just broke into my house, and I do have this gun, but before I shoot you, I need to know.
Yeah, it's asinine.
Are you here to kill me or my family?
Okay, here's... I actually have a dissenting viewpoint on this, and I knew I would. I'm a little bit... torn, because, okay, here's how I feel about it. Okay, somebody breaks in your house. They obviously want to steal your stuff. They're trying to get drug money for their crack habit. I don't know. Maybe someone there is intentionally there to hunt you down. That's a rare occasion that somebody's got a contract out on you.
I can see that happening to me.
Yeah, I think it's rare that people, you know, are putting out contracts on one another.
Okay.
So, somebody breaks into your house. Why not just tase the crap out of them? You know, you taser them.
Well, the law doesn't say you're required to kill anyone who comes into your home.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Why not kill? You know, like, in other words, it's unnecessary to kill someone if you could use a non-lethal weapon that would simply, completely incapacitate that person and then you send them to the police.
It is unnecessary to kill those people in most cases, but it's also unnecessary to bar people from killing someone in that situation if they feel it's necessary.
Yeah, you're not advocating
that. If they want to do it. That's the thing.
You're not advocating that we ban people shooting other people in their own homes, are you?
No, well, see, again, I'm kind of torn because there's no reason that people should be, you know, in other words,
there's no
excessive force.
There's no reason they should do it, but there's no reason they should be disallowed from doing it.
If you've got somebody, if it's 2 in the morning, you hear some window break in your house somewhere, and you're all by yourself, or it's just you and your significant other, and all you've got is a handgun.
Well, that's the point. At least you shouldn't have all you have is a handgun. The whole point is that people should be maybe using
these non-lethal
weapons.
Well, if you try to confront somebody and they manage to, and you don't have a nice lethal weapon at your disposal, and they manage to overpower you, or they manage to somehow dodge your tase or whatever, and overpower you, then you're going to be feeling some hurt, dude. They are not going to hold back from hurting you.
Here's the thing.
Just because you want to hold back from hurting them.
Here's the thing. I know that there are plenty of non-lethal weapons out there that can completely incapacitate some people. So I feel that one way, right?
Tasers are also overrated.
My rational mind says that. However, my personal feelings is that I'd love to just have traps, random traps around my house. a burglar. Oh, well, you didn't know about the trap. Sorry, you're mulch.
You just want to have like a spike pit.
Yeah, exactly.
Just dung-tipped spears.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I would want to have non-lethal comical traps. That's what I would want to have in my house. I would want my house to be set up like Home Alone, you know?
Where somebody gets tarred and feathered or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Paint cans swing down and hit people in the head and they fall back and everyone laughs, you know? It'd be good. I'd even have a laugh track attached to the traps. So that
when it
people,
activates.
Right, exactly. So that when there are pratfalls and various slapstick events going on in my home, there's appropriate laughter accompanying the entire thing going on.
It would help wake you up, too.
Exactly.
All right, so enough of that. 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, I think that if somebody breaks into your house and you feel like your life is being threatened, and all you have to do is feel like your life is being threatened, I think that by someone breaking into my house, my life's being threatened. They are threatening my property, and therefore they're threatening my life. And since I'm there to defend my property, I will defend my property with my life and possibly take theirs. This is my damn house. It's my castle. How dare you break into my house? You'll pay the damn consequences, thug.
I generally agree, but it's at the same point. There's part of me that thinks, you know, you have a baseball bat, you can beat the hell out of them, you have a taser, you could completely incapacitate them immediately, you know, pepper spray.
A baseball bat?
There's all sorts of stuff. If they don't have a gun, which a lot of burglars don't.
Well, here's a couple of restrictions on this law. First of all, the bill does have law enforcement support to get passed because it does not allow homeowners to shoot law officers who legally break into homes, such as when they believe someone is in harm or evidence is being destroyed.
Of course, if you don't know it's a law officer, too bad!
Exactly. But also, the bill does not allow people to shoot intruders outside their home. So if someone's breaking into your house and they manage to get out the window when you're coming at them with a gun, you can't shoot them anymore because they're not inside your house.
Grab their ankle and pull them back.
They're still on your property, but if they manage to make it outside the confines of your walls, you can no longer shoot them. It says nothing about stabbing them in the face, however. You just can't shoot them. That's all it
says. Good point.
What if just their head is inside your window? Can you just...
I didn't shoot all of him. I just shot his head. That's all that was here. If his arm had been in there, I'd shot him in the elbow. But, you know, I take what I can get. What percentage of the body has to be outside of the walls for him to be considered no longer in your home?
You know, I remember hearing some rumor, and I don't know how backed up by fact this is, but I remember hearing some rumor that there was a law in another state, possibly Massachusetts, that was passed that says that if someone's breaking into your home, you're encouraged to leave your house and then go call the police. Like, you're not allowed at all in a state like Massachusetts. You're not allowed whatsoever to attack anyone who's broken into your home. Like, if someone comes in, you have to leave.
You're like, oh, you're here for my stuff?
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you later.
Because the police should take care of protecting you, and you shouldn't take the law into your own hands.
See, they don't want anybody to take the law into their own hands and then like it and then become a vigilante crime fighter. That's the whole thing. They don't want to be spawning superheroes in Massachusetts.
Well, we've got people that want to comment on this. Actually, we got a couple of guys. One wants to talk about gun laws, another wants to talk about marijuana. We'll get to all of your calls and much, much more, but it would be rude to bring you on at this point because we're going to take a quick one here. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. What do you think? Should you be able to shoot an intruder? It's your house, isn't it? They're invading your domain. You should be able to tie them up to a damn rack if you want to.
That'd be awesome.
800-259-9231. Of course, then again, these days we don't really have property rights in this country, so that's why there's all these restrictions. That's a whole other issue, though. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hey, everybody, let me talk to you about your weight for a minute. How many of you have tried the fad diets? You've tried the pills. You've tried counting calories. You've even tried other nighttime weight loss formulas, and nothing seems to be working. You know what I suggest to you? Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN, and they have people standing by to answer your questions about how to lose weight the safe and healthy way. No ephedra, no stimulants. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. This is the real deal, folks. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. It's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up whatever you want. Political, personal, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Scott.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Let's get right back to the phones, back to the fun. And don't forget, you can log on to freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. There's hundreds of users there, thousands of posts. Let's talk to Tim in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Tim with Ian, Johnson, and Scott. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Tim, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind. Sick and tired of these rich people trying to take all our right to life. The right to a... Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, I was just about to ask you what rights you were referring to, but then you went on, so go ahead. I apologize.
Tim.
No. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Can you speed up your thinking just a little bit? I mean, the dramatic pauses are nice and everything, but okay, what about the rich people taking our rights away? Continue.
On our pirate station here in Meadville, Pennsylvania, they're quickly trying to push satellites and take away our VCN programming to some other.
Now, what station are you listening on, Tim?
88.3 FM.
88.3 in Meadville,
Pennsylvania.
Very good, sir.
they're trying to take away Genesis programming to go to some other satellite.
Wait a minute. Who's taking away the programming? The FCC?
No. Michael Wagner, he is.
Who is that?
He took over the station when Daryl Civic, the owner and founder of this pirate
station. Wait a
minute.
Pirate radio stations get bought and sold?
the new
Yeah, unfortunately, they do. They still do get bought and sold.
Have you been drinking tonight?
No, sir.
No?
No.
Okay. It's okay if you have. You can tell us.
Anyway, so you listen to Free Talk Live on a pirate station there locally.
I'm listening on the internet right now.
Okay, and the new management, new ownership of the pirate radio station is trying to change the programming.
Correct.
And this is in some way infringing on your rights?
It's not infringing on my rights.
You're absolutely just complaining. You just want to complain about it.
Okay, well, because I was curious when you said about
it. I will say that I still do support the station, 88.3 in Meadville.
Okay.
I still pay money every month.
Okay. Right, you still donate to them, of course.
Because this is a non-commercial. What are you drinking, from the Berkey water filter or something?
From the Berkey water filter.
Is that what you're drinking from?
Oh, man. You know, I have my Berkey water filter at home. All right, no, I don't.
That was the best joke of the night, Tim. Congratulations. Hey, give us a call back sometime. You got any final words for us?
No,
good luck with your pirate radio station.
All right.
Hey, good luck getting your pirate station back. You know, it's a pirate station. You can always start your own, Tim. Thanks for the call. 800-259. He keeps trying to respond, but it's like a 5-second delay, and we can't have that much dead air.
I have a suggestion for Tim. I don't know. You know, he may not have been drinking, but there is a group of people that are called Toastmasters. And you probably have a group locally. I don't know.
I thought he was drinking.
It's possible.
A toast is a speech, though. It has nothing to do with drinking.
if you weren't drinking, I'd seriously look into attending a Toastmasters event in your area and just learning better public speaking. That's a good skill to have.
Now, the interesting point of that call was he originally had called in to talk about the Florida gun laws.
Oh, was that what that was?
Yeah. Let's go to Lon in Florida. Lon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Scott, and Johnson. Hello, Lon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
How's it going? I'll tell you, this has been some night. Unbelievable. This is a great station. Anyway, I agree with you, Ian, as far as the gun laws and so on and so forth. Being the fact I work second shift, you know, my wife is by herself. She's a competition shooter, so I have no fear if she's home by herself.
Yeah, but if you put a baseball bat in her hands like Johnson was suggesting, she's going to be in some trouble.
Yeah, but the problem is with the baseball bat, and according to Larry Pratt, I read many, many articles about this, the fact that that if you do have a baseball bat or a pipe or something, and you whack these people across the head, first of all, 9 out of 10 are going to have a gun to begin with. Number 2, if you whack them across the head, there's a possible lawsuit against you.
Is that a fact?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're going to have a gun.
Yeah, because I remember reading somewhere along the line where if somebody breaks into your house, you shoot him in the leg, he has a right to sue you, and you're at fault. So
yeah, you might as well take him out.
That's a state-to-state thing in the state of Florida. That may apply as it stands right now. It would depend on the situation.
Oh, whatever.
It depends on the situation, exactly.
The whole point of this is if this new bill passes, anyone who breaks into your house wouldn't be afforded that protection. You would be within your rights to kill them,
exactly.
Regardless of their intention.
Exactly. And Larry Platt also said in one of his magazines, he said that they've done a
is that
study.
The Gun Owners of America?
Yeah. Okay. He's done a study as far as in prison, and the criminals who were put away for break and entry and stuff said that they fear the average citizen in a home because the citizen will use the gun against them, whereas the police won't. So that's why break-ins, as far as, you know, around the country have been more or less, I guess, dropped like 50%.
Well, we could drop them even more if we'd end this insane war on drugs. Then there'd be no problems with break-ins, period, after that.
Tell me about that. I've been listening to you guys all week about that, and I totally agree.
Well, Lon, we're glad you're out there, and as usual, thanks for checking in.
No, that's it, guys. Just wanted to, you know, say hello and tell you my thoughts.
Thanks, man. Very cohesive. All right, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You literally can hijack the airwaves on this show, and you can even change the topic. If you're bored to tears, you don't want to hear us talking about shooting people inside homes, well, that's okay, because One of our callers wants to change the topic. Coming up, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently it's being used by world-renowned athletes. Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You could literally take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Johnson.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, so plenty of time for you to get your calls in. If you're out and about right now or just not near a phone, then take advantage of it later on. You can call anytime. We'll literally change the topic just because of you. Whatever's on your mind.
Anything at all.
That's right. 800-259-9231. And you can, of course, log on at freetalklive.com and check out the archives that we've got through. We've got the last six shows fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee. You just grab them.
You can do anything at Free Talk Live. Well, the only limit is yourself.
It's your show. Take control.
Well, we're going to allow you to. As a matter of fact, we're going to get right back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's go to Kevin in Massachusetts. Kevin, you're on Free Talk.
Kevin in Mississippi.
Kevin in Mississippi.
Well, Free Talk. Yes, close to Memphis.
Is this the right Kevin then?
Yes,
the only one. Okay.
Kevin, what's on your mind, sir?
Yes, I heard you all talking about something in New Jersey about the marijuana deal that went on about some lady.
Well,
what we were saying...
You got the gist of it, Kevin.
Yeah, what we were saying is that The governor's wife, the current acting governor of New Jersey, his wife, when she had her first baby, got very, very depressed. She was feeling suicidal. She also had thoughts of killing the baby by drowning it or by putting it in the microwave. This recently came out in the news, and an afternoon talk show host on a local station there said, instead of getting all depressed, you should have just smoked some weed. And now he's getting all kinds of flack for it.
Oh, my God.
The governor called him up and personally threatened him.
Oh, no.
What are you expressing, oh, my God, about, Kevin?
I don't know what to think about that one. I don't know what to think about that. If I think it's beyond insanity myself.
Wait. What part of it is beyond insanity? Is it the woman who wants to microwave her baby or the disc jockey?
The woman that wants to microwave her baby. Yeah, she needs to smoke some weed or do something.
So
I don't even think smoking marijuana could help her out, I don't think.
She might need something a little stronger.
I think she might need to order something from the Canadian pharmacies or something. Then as for the gun thing, if I was to break into someone's home, I would expect someone to shoot me, actually.
I'm sure you'd be decked out in all kinds of fabulous burglar gear, though.
That's true.
Right. So what are you up to tonight, Kevin?
Nothing. I was just listening to the show, and I'm...
Yeah. Are you hanging out by yourself?
Yes, I am.
Right on. You're at home there, and where was it? Mississippi?
In Mississippi.
Yep, in Mississippi, yes.
And you're listening on the internet?
Yes, I am.
Now, are you a new listener to the show, Kevin?
I've been listening for 4 months. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, wow. So have you been partaking of the marijuana this evening, sir?
Nope, I wish.
What is it? Is it dry there in Mississippi right now?
Yes, I'd say so.
Got it. Well, anything else on your mind?
Not that I know of.
Kevin, thanks for listening, man, and be safe, okay?
You too.
800-259-9231.
That was a fabulous call.
Don't bring it to anyone's houses. All right, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. We're here for hour number three. Coming up. If you're tired...